After a long hiatus, we're back.
The Chosen Sons.
We heard everybody's outcry of like, we need you back. So many text messages, so many emails.
I didn't think it was going to happen, to be honest. I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I got a text from Zach one day, and he's like, I'm out. And I'm like, dude.
Just like a series of unfortunate, like, I got sick. I was just like, I just went into hibernation. I got my wife sick.
You're pregnant? You got your pregnant wife sick?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, those dirty bastards at the school got me sick, which...
Was it COVID, or what did you have?
It might have been. Mm. But, like, I shook it after, like, 2 days.
You didn't get tested?
Uh-uh.
You just...
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
I mean, what do you need to test it for?
You don't have it unless you test positive.
I know, that was always my favorite, dude, where it was like, people would be like, dude, the only way that you would know is if you tested. And I'm like, well, yeah, don't we want to know, right? But I told myself, like, if I feel like this tomorrow, I'll test. And I was like, oh, like, I didn't have the aches anymore, and I was just congested. So
I don't see that as a problem. I mean, like,
I was responsible.
Yeah, if you're not feeling good, then, you know, you're not going out, then fine. But it's like, you're really, really contagious, like, 2 days before you develop symptoms. And then, like, once you're good, you're, like, pretty much good.
I probably spread it to several people.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's paying it forward. Several people gave it to you.
This is all hogwash, because I know you didn't want to test because you want to keep your perfect record of never having gotten it.
You've gotten it.
I've never gotten it.
I've given it to you.
I've never gotten it.
I gave it to you.
Well, that's part of it.
You can't fucking... That's stupid. You can't claim that.
Just
I've never gotten it.
Bury your head in the ground. Yeah.
And that's the first time.
Yeah, I've never tested. I've been sick several times, but never gotten it.
This is the first time that I did not test since 2020. Yes. Every time I've gotten sick, I've gotten tested.
The tests aren't 100% accurate, though.
Oh, so now they're not accurate.
I mean, they're not. Error, though. Yeah,
exactly.
Know. Were they at-home tests?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But they were good tests.
Yeah, but
The first time, like, it opened up and, like, we went to Utah to, like, play in games. The first test I got was, like, the gnarliest. Like, she stuck it through my nose, down my throat, and, like, swirled it around. And I was just, like, oh, 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 like, full. Yeah.
She did it right. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. And then we were, like, testing at school and stuff. And these people were, like, just, like, barely touching the rim of my nose. I'm this is a joke.
Yeah.
Tax dollars, dude. It was great. But yeah, I didn't have COVID, so perfect record still holding up.
Yeah. Well, the next time I get COVID, I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
You need to have it.
Come over. For
the baby. For the baby. You need it.
Yeah, the baby needs it to be strong.
Well, guys, we have so much news. It's been like three weeks. Oh, yeah.
Nothing's happened.
There's been a lot of
so much.
No,
I have a bunch of like super outdated news.
Same, but we still need to talk about it.
Yeah. And so we're going to...
News pauses while everybody's away. Nothing happens.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like people weren't getting their news from us, so nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah. So happiness rates across the world shot up while we weren't reporting the news.
We bring people down? I think... I don't know,
we just tell them what's going on. Yeah. You know?
But we put a good spin on it. It's not a downer.
Well... I don't know.
Russia has invaded Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to check in on the tuna guy. Every once in a while, I'll see this TikTok. Remember we talked about the guy that leaves the cans of tuna open?
Oh, yeah.
He's leaving them under his couch. That's where I draw the line. Yeah. I'm fine with them on the table. I'm fine with them on the windowsill. I'm fine with them on the shelf. I'm fine with them in the room. He's hiding them under the couch.
He's embarrassed.
Like, you can like, hoard newspapers under the couch. That's
right,
fine.
Right. Yeah. Open cans of tuna?
No, I don't see the problem. What's the problem? Yeah, but he likes that, so it's fine.
But I think that's where what I'm saying is that's where you draw the line of it being, like, a big issue.
Well, again, it's because his mother isn't looking under the couch and cleaning them up.
If you had an air freshener, right, that's just supposed to fucking make your living room smell the way you like it, and you put it near the couch, is that a problem? Like... I don't see the issue here. He just likes that smell, so he's putting air fresheners around the house.
You know, I agree. Zach got
me. I mean, the way you put it, yeah.
if it floats his boat, then it's like no harm, no foul, golden rule. It's his house.
That's how we handled Zach's.
It's his mom's house.
He's right. Yeah. He's got me.
No, I mean I'm convinced. It's like if he's like in a dorm room doing that shit, no, he needs to be killed.
I also have
that's like baking. That's like microwaving your fish dinner at work.
Yeah, which happened before.
It's
Corey and I were in an office job, and like there's one, love him to death, love the guy to death, phenomenal person. But he's like, he's a little out there, you know, which we all are. But we're all, it's like lunchtime, and like all of a sudden, it just slowly wafts through the office.
It's a big office.
Big office. And the boss comes out and goes, okay, who the fuck, who the fuck heated up their fish in the microwave? And everyone like looks at this person, and he's kind of like, what's the big deal? And it's like the whole, like for the next 2 days, the whole office smelled like dirty fish.
Yeah.
Even beyond like microwaving fish in an office, microwaving fish period.
Microwaving fish period is is a psycho move.
I mean, it was cooked already. He was warming it up.
Yeah. Still though,
you don't fucking like you don't microwave fish. It's just gross. It's not gonna be good.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
I had because we talked about the cans of tuna or whatever. I had a can of smoked trout that I made a salad with, and I could just. Eating fish like that, I could taste it and like smell it on me for like an hour later.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I'm not really about this. I'm not a
backpacking. Yes. You changed the game, Brandon. Yeah. That's.
I bought more because it was a really good salad, and I was like, okay, I can do this.
My mouth is covered in fish smell, but it's a good salad.
Yeah.
Speaking of backpacking, apparently, if you bring weed. Backpacking, you need to put it in the bear canister, or else
because it's a flower.
Because they smell it.
I believe that.
And it's like I guess you're supposed to pack tobacco too, but weed especially because bears can think that it smells like skunk, which is like something that they could eat.
They want to eat the skunk.
Yeah. So if you're smoking that dank, you know.
We haven't had a bear encounter.
No, we haven't. I don't want one.
Okay. Not bring one.
You either need to bring your gun or we need to bring bear spray.
I think we should just bring bear spray.
But it's better than a gun.
Yeah. Especially Corey's gun.
What's wrong with
bear spray in everybody's face.
It would be fun to go shoot guns out there though.
No.
I'll just bring like 700 rounds.
Just firing off to the middle of the lake.
Downrange.
Shooting fish in the lake.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that one spot we had where we were all dancing?
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before, but it's like the way you get in, you kind of have to go up on this big ridge to get to the other side. And we had just jumped in. I think we were all fucked up. And there's like probably a group of like six people walking on this ridge, and we just have music going, and we're just doing like the one finger up. We're all in our underwear, and we're just doing like this like hip thrusting shit, you know. And just imagine us like firing off into the.
We're shooting at the eagle that's flying above the pond.
Yeah. I have a submission. This was like 2-3 weeks ago. For your last dude of the week. I thought this was fucking awesome. This old man in Brooklyn. Set up this fucking bat. Did you ever grow up with a telescope?
With a telescope?
Yeah. Like, no. Did you ever have a telescope? I grew up with a telescope in the household, like a good one.
No wonder.
So this old... What?
Nothing.
Sorry?
I said no wonder.
No wonder.
No wonder what?
Just you're such a whimsical boy looking out into space.
Nice. Good save. Good save.
Nice. It was this old man who set up this... The moon was, like, crazy, and you could see, like, a bunch of shit in space. This old man sets up this fucking... This old man sets up this really awesome telescope in the middle of the street, middle of traffic, and, like, fuck, like there's a line, like, cars are having to go around, but there's also a line of, like, probably 15 people that are like, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting to look into this telescope.
Yeah.
So he, like, sets it up, and the videos of, like, each person, like, looking in and being like, oh, that's fucking sick, like, this bitching constellation that's in view or something. I was like, damn, that's fucking tight. That's the one time that you're allowed to hold up traffic, an old man in a telescope.
I don't know.
What if they were looking? You don't know what they were actually looking at.
You think he was a peeping Tom?
Yeah.
Come on.
I do.
We fucking live in a society, dude.
Yeah.
And one person, no matter what it is,
dude, cannot, I think that's okay.
Cannot hold up traffic.
I feel like if I got up to that front of the line, I'd be pissed the whole time. And I get up to the front and I'm like,
Damn, all right, that's chill.
If it's, well, like, why couldn't he look at it from the sidewalk?
Had to have been the perfect angle. That's the only explanation.
Go to the park. Go to the park.
It's in Brooklyn's buildings. I don't know, dude. The park was...
They have parks in New York.
There's too much
homeless people can't look at space.
No, they cannot.
You can go on the roofs in a lot of places in New York.
There would be no room for the line.
There wouldn't be a line if he was on the roof.
He's trying to spread love of space, dude.
Yeah, it was like they had were like coming out of a rave too, and it was the middle of the night. Yes, I saw the same
video. Old man was not coming out of a rave.
No, he was not. He was set up waiting for people. They were obviously on drugs.
That just proves my case.
He was waiting for them because they were obviously on drugs. Maybe somebody comes out a little too intoxicated. Yeah. A young woman wants to look through the telescope, and he says, guess what? I got another telescope you can see.
That the whole rave thing makes it way worse for me.
Dude, if you're coming out of a rave,
it's better for me.
Painting a picture, ready?
Paint your picture.
You're fucking, you worked all day. Yeah. It's like, you gotta get home to your newborn baby. Your wife is sick with COVID, but you didn't take a test. Yeah. So like, you don't know, but you feel really bad about it.
Okay.
Like, hard labor in the sun.
You have your
AC,
in the sun?
AC and your car's not working.
It was at night.
It's hot in New York. It's humid. The buildings it's very humid. Are tall.
Okay.
And it's like fucking you're in traffic and it's like fucking everybody's honking, fucking move, get out of here. You look ahead, you can't even see what it is. Mm-hmm. Hours go by. Yeah. And it's like you finally get up to it and it's these fucking idiots coming out of a rave looking through a fucking telescope in the middle of the street. I'm yelling at them.
Let me paint my picture.
I would lose my shit.
You're coming out of this rave. You're fucking destroyed. You're
an old man's gonna molest you.
No,
with the telescope.
Stop. Do not go there. Okay, you're walking out of a rave. You're high on every drug possible. You're fucked up. It's late at night, and this old man goes, check out this fucking meteor flying towards the Earth, this asteroid, and you look in and you just see the fucking coolest thing ever.
And then you have a
get out of the fucking street. Everybody in their car is yelling at you while you're tripping. Dude. There's cops that are like,
oh, that's horrible. That's a good point.
Okay. Everybody's yelling at you. Get that fucking telescope out of here.
He freaks out.
How much was traffic being held up? That's the real decider.
You could go around.
So it wasn't like really holding traffic
stop.
Up.
I mean, he was, but it was slowing traffic.
It's Brooklyn. Okay. It's not like traffic's going fucking fast.
Yeah. Well, there's traffic. Dude, okay. I think there's a level. You're in a city that's like known for being the most traffic polluted city in the whole fucking world.
Yeah, so it's a fucking drop in a barrel. Like, whatever.
No. There's knock-on effects. There's butterfly effects. There's traffic on this street, then there's traffic up to the light previous to it. Then there's traffic before that light. There's people it's like trying to call
a
dude.
I get you. Butterfly
effect only works in time travel.
No. Nope.
I just think there is a level to where, like, if you just the most minor inconvenience to traffic, like, almost nothing, then it's worth it.
If
that's
if,
what I'm saying. There's a level. That's all I'm saying.
If there's an old man, like, helping a duck family cross the street for like 10 seconds. Hell yeah.
Done that.
I'm holding up. I'm putting my arm out the window to like tell everybody to stop behind me. But if there's fucking idiots coming out of a rave in the middle of the street looking at a fucking telescope, I am pissed.
We were behind Beef Palace. The mother duck was...
That's not traffic. That's not a major street.
Shut up. They were excluded away from the mama duck, and I saved... it was Jenny and I, and I saved a whole... There's probably like 6 or 7 ducks that I picked up in this box, and I brought them over, and I dropped them off to the mother duck, and I saved the family.
What was the point of that story?
He said that I've never saved ducks before, so I said I have.
I'm sorry, you're right, you're right.
I even filmed it with the Enya, and I fucking, it was great.
I saved a turtle behind Beef Paws.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell this?
I gave it to Max.
I don't know.
And he put it in a fish tank.
You definitely didn't save it.
Well.
Here you go.
I saved it for the moment. It was in the street.
Okay.
I have a bunch of new stories that are like so outdated that I have them written down, but I forgot what it
was.
Well,
let's go through some fun ones.
One just rapid fire. Free Britney. So like Britney got divorced, and then like her husband apparently was like, "We need to renegotiate this prenup that I signed, or else I'm dropping all kinds of stories."
She's on a water fast right now. Did you see that? She's like, day two, water fast, only drinking water. And it's just like...
Oh, I thought it was like, I'm not drinking any water.
No, she's only drinking
water. Oh, okay.
I think those are like equally bad.
Yes.
I mean, not drinking water
is worse. Yeah, that's right.
Worse.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Brittany's just for like 2 days and then
that's fair.
Brittany's quick fast. Fucking fine, okay? Brittany's fine.
I just remember the newest husband was like, it's okay, guys, I got this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's just
like a year ago.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
She's a psychopath now. It's all right though.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but like some people need to have more care for
them. That's not what I'm saying.
Provided for them.
Kid Rock got caught drinking Bud Light at a concert.
I saw that one.
Love that.
So good. Loser. I love that.
Fucking Kid Rock, dude.
I guess Warren Buffett bought a fuck ton of like Bud Light stock.
The smart once this blows over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess like it's been going on for like 2 or 3 quarters now, and it's just continued to plateau. It's like fucking dropped, and then the stock has just continued to.
It's still at the same spot. Maybe they'll fucking hop in on that.
They'll just rebrand it. Yeah. They'll call it something else. They'll call it like Freedom Light, and everyone will be like, "Oh my god, I fucking love it!"
Fuck yeah, you tried this new beer.
It's people are just discovering like, yeah, there's better beers than Bud Light. Maybe I'll just drink a Modelo, which is a better beer than a Bud Light.
Yeah, I agree. Modelo is a better beer than Bud Light.
Yeah, but it's Spanish.
People,
there's something about Bud Light though where it's like I could fucking kill like 20 of those.
They're good like beer pong beers.
Yeah.
You could not drink 20 Bud Lights.
I mean, I could. I'd be fucking trashed, but I could not
drink 20 beers.
You could drink 20 Bud Lights.
You could drink 20 beers easy.
And what's
in a day?
In a day.
I could do it in probably like 8 hours.
I think so.
Yeah, that's not a horrible estimate.
Yeah,
it's like 2.5 beers an hour.
Six. Whoa. No, we'll see. I mean, we can put this to the test.
We should do a case race of Bud Lights. Oh.
I hated hearing that. Like in high school, we'd be like, fuck yeah, right now. But like, no.
I did like Edward's 40 hands one time and I was like, I'm done. I just tapped out. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, midday.
You need to be eating.
I couldn't. I didn't have hands.
You can eat without hands. There's ways.
Spaghetti. Get some spaghetti.
Face first into like some nachos or something.
Some cereal, whatever.
Less than 20% of Japanese people have passports.
Less than 20% of Japanese people have passports.
Yeah.
What's the American number, I wonder?
It's higher than 20, but it's probably like 40-something percent.
So people are just like, still pretty good.
But I think just like Japanese people are very like they just like stay in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, why would you ever leave?
It's
perfect.
Did you know that there's only 3 people in the world that can travel without passports?
Who?
The monarch of England.
What do they show? What does the monarch of England show?
They just write a letter to wherever they're going. And they're just like, yeah, the king or queen is coming.
Ah, so it's like a private jet situation.
Yeah, where it's just like, you know the king's coming.
But okay. does the spouse have to have a passport?
Yes.
Passport, please.
The spouse has to have a passport.
But if you're married to the king, you're the queen.
Yep.
So you're a monarch.
You still have to have a passport.
Oh, okay.
If you're not the ruler of England, okay. You still have to have a passport.
Okay.
On the other side of that... The Emperor of Japan and their spouse do not need passports. Those are the three?
Whoa.
Those two, they also do sort of a written, hey, we're cruising.
Fly.
Yeah, fly. We're going to touch down. And my wife's with me, so you better act accordingly.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm. Those are the 3 people in the world that don't need passports.
That is a fun fact.
Why... Yeah, I mean, I know you probably don't have the answers, but there's like
I do
other, it's like other kings and queens out there, and it's just like
but England,
yeah, but
or Japan,
says,
like what?
There can't about, be the fucking. Think about back in the day.
What about the Prez? I feel like Japan wouldn't because of like the whole World War II situation and like them not having a standing army. And
yeah,
shit.
But the emperor like wasn't really a big deal during World War II.
He
it was like all the it was like the military.
The emperor was.
the Emperor, history, no, the, yeah, no, the Emperor was like, hey, we really shouldn't be siding with the Axis.
No.
I remember that's
so yeah, not wrong. True at all.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Yeah, because the Emperor was like a god, and he was the one who declared surrender unilaterally.
I don't think that's how it happened.
Okay, sorry, I'm wrong.
My bad. Sorry. But, what happened, Corey? What was it?
Well, I think, okay, so, like, when Japan was, like...
You keep, like, shortening, you keep saying, like, a, like the slur. You keep...
He just
like,
stutters. It's not intentional. He's
stuttering.
He goes, Japanese?
That's right, what, yeah. You need to not do that.
I can't.
And twice in the same thought where you just, like, hard,
stopped at Jap.
Hard
yeah.
J.
Yeah.
Japanese people.
Is it the hard... You could say... It's not the hard J. It's just a... I feel like it's a hard P.
Yeah. It is a hard P.
Okay.
It's like the A versus the ER.
It's great. We got like a case of Kobe in one time and one of the managers wrote on the box and it's like, you can't mix this up. And then he like, this is a very special box. And he just wrote Jap Kobe on it. And I was like, dude. He's like, what? I'm like, come on. It's like, what do you mean? I'm like, good. You can't fucking write that, dude. Yeah. He like didn't even like come into his mind. Sorry, go ahead. History.
Japan was so closed off for so long, they were so isolated, and they like weren't trading with people. So when they did start to trade with people, it was like, oh yeah, cruise, you don't need a passport, like just cruise it. And at that time it was the King of England, so he's like, I'm not filling out a passport.
Oh.
And that's just carried to this day.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You know,
answers,
those are your answers.
It might not be accurate history, but it's definitely fun history.
It is history.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's proven. It's facts.
Old news, but, you know, Trump got his mugshot taken. Gamblers were betting on how heavy he would be.
215, 6'3"?
The over-under was 263, but he self-reported 215. And they were showing all these, like, professional athletes that were 6'3", 215.
Muscle weighs more than fat.
He has lost a lot of weight.
He has.
There's no way.
But there's no way. 215
is 215.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm like, that's... And he's 6'3"?
Yeah.
Also bullshit that they're like, we're going to do this fucking legit. We're going to fucking take the mugshot. What's your weight? And then you just fucking tell them. They're not going to weigh him.
Yeah, bullshit.
Fucking carry through, 100%.
Yeah. Immediately after the mugshot came out, he was like... Here's this merch with my fucking mugshot on it.
Yeah.
And obviously he made like $1 trillion in one day.
Well, and then there's like photos of him next to like other leaders that have their heights listed, you know, and it's like so-and-so's listed as like 6'3" and Trump's standing next to him and he's like 5 inches shorter, you yeah, know, and like, dude. Yeah, there's someone that's like 5'9" standing next to Trump and they're like the same height and shit.
So he's not really 6'3"?
No.
Wow.
What? Like, if he has, like, his, like, extra lifts on, you know, like, he's probably, like, breaking 6 foot, you know?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's why he doesn't like standing next to Baron, because Baron's, like, 6'5". Fucking
massive, dude.
Yeah.
That kid is massive.
Yeah.
He's going to be a big boy.
He's a bruiser.
Such a dedication to the calm, you know, just, like... encapsulating it in everything in your life. Like, I'm a taller, I'm skinnier, and just... I don't care what you see.
I'm
that's
6'3".
Not real.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know. There's something to it.
You got to respect it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Real quick, Lamar Odom says Kobe Bryant comes to his dreams. Quote, he said the afterlife ain't what people make it up to be. Oh, I thought that was fucking dark.
Like, it's not as chill.
That's what I'm getting.
I mean, if your afterlife is just hanging out in Lamar Odom's dreams, like, maybe that's true.
Well, like, or it's like, dude, it's not what they thought it was.
It's way sicker. Yeah,
that's true. Like, yo, it's not what they made it out to be, man.
I love your half full, you know.
You know, I don't know.
On that.
It's not like the afterlife is bad. It sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's
different.
Anytime I hear Lamar Odom, I think Bunny Ranch, and I think him like being like drugged up, fucked up, like almost dying.
When?
This was not that long
ago. Post Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, when he like went downhill, he was at the Bunny Ranch.
I don't think that happened. I think that he was drugged and framed
at the Bunny Ranch.
Didn't he like technically die?
He flatlined, I think. Yeah.
This wasn't that long ago. This was like maybe 6 years.
Yeah. So he knows about the afterlife.
That's
he knows.
What I was also going to say. He's closer than anyone else, so Kobe can communicate with him.
But he went to the afterlife before Kobe saw it.
Right.
That's true.
That's why, if
you think about it.
Maybe there's like a connection there where it's like he's halfway in, halfway out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a... a bounce pass to Lamar that he did, he missed in heaven, so he had to go back to Earth.
Oh.
And finish what Kobe was starting. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yes. Answers.
Got it.
Oh, this is something that we've kind of talked about for a little bit. Not this exactly, but an obese man who took a radical approach to weight loss by not eating anything for 382 days. So when it comes to being on a loan, just get, be like 900 pounds.
Oh my God.
And then just chill. Just boil water.
Oh my God.
382 days.
How fucking fat was he?
Fat. Here, I think I have the article.
I can't, that's really impressive. That's insane.
That's fucked.
He lost 276 pounds from fasting. And this was over six decades ago.
What?
Let's see here.
That's...
It shattered all existing records, pushed physical and mental boundaries, defied conventional beliefs.
I don't eat for a day. I'm like,
that guy's
tripping.
Fat, dude.
Yeah, he's great.
I want to get his exact weight.
Are we talking like my 600-pound life fat?
He's...
Okay, he was... at 27 years old, he weighed 465 pounds.
That's a big boy.
456.
So, consumption of solid food was not permitted. He's only allowed to ingest electrolytes, vitamins, some yeast for important amino acids, and particular liquids such as black coffee, tea, and sparkling water.
Oh my God. Sour belly for 300.
He's just drinking black coffee all day.
He shed almost a pound a day on average.
Yeah, because your body's eating itself.
That's gotta be.
Oh,
so
there he
bad.
Is.
Damn, he lost. Wow, he looks way better.
Look at him posting up too.
Yeah, his ultimate goal was to reach 180 pounds.
Oh my God,
that's crazy.
The mental fortitude.
Yeah, that's.
Was
insane.
He like exercising or was he just chilling?
He had to be just chilling.
Yeah,
there's no way.
What was his first meal?
It says right here. He ate his fast. He had some bread and butter and a plain boiled egg. And
smart.
He told the crowd in the press room, quote, "It went down okay. I feel a bit full, but I thoroughly enjoyed it."
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, you can't fucking... 300... What was it? 300 something days?
382 days. He lost 276 pounds.
That's like a year and a half.
That's like a year and 20 days.
Really? Yeah. 20 days for any year.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, alone, just get super fucking fat.
That's huge.
And drink water and you're fine.
You just have like a
And like, don't be a crybaby.
Yeah, just chill. I've been watching, kind of on the same note, I've been watching a lot of My 600 Pound Life. Have we like talked about this?
Not really.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah, the doctor in it is
Doctor Now,
incredible.
Who has a longer last name, but he just goes by Doctor Now.
Mm-hmm.
He lays it out for these people.
Yeah,
and he tells them they're dumb.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
Yeah,
you need to change right now. Your mom is ruining your life. Mm-hmm. She's overfeeding you. You have to go on this diet plan. I can't recommend this like weight loss surgery if you don't hit this like weight goal.
Yeah.
And he just like tears into these
people. He rips these people apart.
They're crying. Parents are crying. Doctor Now is just stonewalling these poor people.
Yeah.
That can't control something in their life. And it's amazing to see.
He's telling them what they need to hear and that no one else is telling them.
Exactly.
Or I mean, like, I'm sure people are telling them, but like they're not a doctor, you know? Like, what do they know?
Yeah. There was like somebody was going on like a 6-hour drive from like Austin to Houston where the doctor was, and they rented a giant van and put like a little bed in the back, and the person rode in the back of the van, but they had to stop like 6 different times at like fast food restaurants.
Nice.
For them to get food because they were hungry.
Yeah.
Going on the way to the doctor.
On the way to the doctor. Nice. Knowing it's like you're being led to the executioner's chair.
Yeah, the clock's ticking.
So you get your final meal in.
I remember seeing one clip where it's some woman that I think it's like they're on their way to Houston or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're like not in Texas, so it's a further drive. They have to like go to a hotel for the night, and they get like a double bed, like, because this woman can't stay in a regular bed, and she goes to like lay down and sit on it, but the bed is like on wheels. So like she goes to sit down and the bed like rolls back, and she's like, "Oh God!" And like she like can't get up but can't fully lay down, so she's just like screaming like I'm gonna die. Like she's gonna like tip over.
I can't watch full episodes, dude. I watch like 30 second clips and I'm like, okay, that's enough.
I don't understand. They don't wipe their butts, right?
No,
there's no way they physically can't. There's geometrically they can't get around.
Yeah, those shows make me want to binge eat.
Yeah, they make me really hungry.
I want to dive into that.
They like
what about that show makes you want to binge?
Because they're like they're at
like
home.
I could get there.
It's like a challenge. Or? Yeah.
It was like when I ate a fuck ton of food before watching The Whale. It's like they're I'm watching these people like eat all this fucking food that looks so good. Like they it's like oh are you home? It's like yeah I'm home. Like I brought dinner and they have like fucking like. Armfuls of McDonald's food.
So awesome.
And you're just like, fuck, dude. If it to eat all that food.
If it didn't torch my stomach, it would be so fucking cool.
Dude, just like eating salty ass McDonald's french fries by like the fistful and just like slurping it down with like three double XL Diet Cokes.
It's waking up in the middle of the night and just eating, I mean, I do that, but waking up in the middle of the night and just crushing ice cream.
Yeah, that's great.
It's been out of control lately. But that's okay.
You're just you're nervous eating.
It also feels good to like eat a full pizza and then like hours later just like shit your brains out. Yeah, and you're just like morning. Oh yeah.
When
yeah.
you go to like a restaurant for like a fancy meal and it's just like way too much food and you just wake up in the morning you're just like yeah.
I'm gonna drink a bunch of coffee.
Yep.
I'm gonna let it rip. I'm gonna
fucking tear that ass up, dude.
My own ass. I'm
gonna tear my own ass up.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Related, a Florida woman doused herself in Mountain Dew to erase the DNA off of her after killing her roommate. So what happened was this woman killed her roommate.
Okay.
And
understandable.
And like yeah, later, fair. Yeah, it's like whatever, no questions. Yeah. Like I've had roommates before, yeah. You know, whatever. And the cops came to like ask her questions and shit, and she just like poured Mountain Dew all over herself. Not like on the crime scene, yeah. Like poured the Mountain Dew all over the crime scene, which would kind of make sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she like poured it all over herself, and they were like, "Okay, cool." And they like grabbed a piece of hair from her head and like did the DNA test. And like
she totally thought Mountain Dew was the solution.
Yeah.
Well, it's so acidic. I kind of see the thought process.
I was hoping you would be like, "Dude, they couldn't collect any DNA."
Yeah.
It worked.
She got away scot-free.
Yeah, Mountain Dew.
She poured Mountain Dew, diet Mountain Dew. That's why it didn't work. All over her body when police told her they were going to collect her DNA as part of the investigation. Dude.
Can you just not consent to that? Like, obviously.
Yeah.
You could just be like, no, you can't have my DNA?
If they have a warrant, then you can. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I had a cop encounter.
Ooh.
When?
Driving back from Seattle. So I was like driving back from Seattle. A lot of the speed limits on the highway in Washington and Oregon are like 70.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I've got like the cruise control set to 84.
Yeah.
Because it's 14 15. Miles. Yeah. Yeah. So if I'm going 85, then they can get me for like a fucked up ticket.
Yeah.
And immediately see this cop. It's like worst situation possible.
Slam on your brakes.
He's like, I'm like going 84. He's like right here, watch me. I see him with the gun, and I'm like, fuck. And then he pulls out, and he like falls behind me. Lights go on. I pull over, and I pull out like license registration. He comes over. He's like, you know why I stopped you? And I was like, why? You know, because you don't want to answer that question.
Yeah.
And he was like, I pulled you over for speed. I've got Oscar in the back. He's barking because he hates cops.
Yeah,
I've taught him well.
Good.
And I have my little dash storage thing in my, whatever the fuck that's called,
yeah.
console, my center console open. And he's like, oh, what's that? And I was like doing like a 22-hour road trip. So I brought my like forearm grip thing.
Fuck yeah.
And so I was like doing it like in the car. Yeah. I'd get bored or whatever. And the way that it's sitting in my console, he can just see the handle of it.
Oh,
it's
like a fucking gun.
And it looks like a gun. And he was like, what's that? And he put his hand on his hip. Yeah. And I like put both of my hands up and I was like, it's a forearm like muscle thing. And I was like, can I show you? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I went. Like I grabbed it with like two fingers. Yeah. I lifted it up and he was like, oh, okay, cool. It looks like
wow,
a
wow, ready to just pull the plug.
And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. He was gonna plug you. That's fucking crazy.
Dude, I was like, ugh.
what is that? Yeah, let me show you right away. Bah, 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 bah.
But like he spotted it like right away. He was like, you know, I put what's that? I was like, it's a forearm grip. Yeah. And he was like, here's your ticket, whatever, pay it. I was like, damn. Okay. He was like, you know, he was like, thanks for pulling over quickly, you know, whatever. I only wrote the ticket for 84. And I was like, in my head, I was like, well, yeah, because I was fucking going 84.
Yeah.
You going piece of shit. Like, don't try to make this a fucking, like, I'm doing me a favor.
Yeah, I love that. God, spinning it on him.
You should have been like, when was the last time you calibrated your speed gun?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the thing is, he clocked me at exactly the speed that I had cruise control set. So, like, got me. Yeah, dead to rights. Dead to rights. Yeah, if he was like, you were going 86, I would have been like, bitch, well, let me see that gun.
Yeah,
that radar gun, dog. But yeah, just another tally in the column of like, I hate cops.
Yeah,
you know? like cops not working in my favor.
Negative.
Yeah,
I mean, you went 84 and you got pulled over for going 84, and he wrote you a ticket for 84.
Like, yeah,
I don't see that as a,
exactly.
Like, I'm just defending cops. I'm just saying, like,
pro cop.
Not pro cop.
I saw that Blue Lives Matter sticker on your car.
Oh, don't say shit like that.
I saw it, dude. No.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's a negative cop experience.
How much money?
You didn't get shot.
He almost got shot.
No warning?
No.
Yeah. Did he give me a warning? It was like 5 a.m. He was like, where are you going? And like, I have like California plates. I was like, California? He's like, oh, it's a long drive. I was like, I try not to say like as little, just like a head nod or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's just like,
what do you mean by that? You know, like,
just like, yeah, where are you coming from? Where are you going? And I had really seriously considered hitting my weed vape in the car.
Oh, God.
And it would have been bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Fuck you.
But yeah. And then I was like, cool, I can go 84 the whole way home now because, like, I'm not due for getting pulled over for, like, a couple years.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
84, come on, bro.
You're going pretty fast.
I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Flow of traffic.
Yeah,
flow of traffic. I go 84 pretty regularly.
In a 70, that's like not bad, dude.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, cops, they're terrible people. North Korea bans women from wearing shorts.
Whoa.
After deeming them, quote, capitalist fashion, but men can still wear them.
Wow.
So all is right in the world.
Yeah. So women can't wear shorts?
Yeah.
What? Was it just like Daisy Dukes? Or like you... What about capris? What
I think it's like anything above the knee.
Above the knee. Okay.
Capitalist, so capris are fine.
Capris are fashion.
Oh, because the shins, European like communists invented capris because they ran out of
Can we do a history lesson where you just
I'm explaining capris
right now. Like an episode where it's just like just your history. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Ask me anything. I'll explain it to you. So
it's our new spin-off podcast.
In the USSR, they ran out of corduroy. They couldn't make full pants for the population. So they just said, guess what? We'll take in about 25% of the corduroy. Your ankles are going to be cold.
Mm.
And we'll invent this new style, capris.
So what does that translate
to? Russian? That was your Russian accent?
Yeah. Yeah. Caprice. What does that translate to?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Caprice?
Yeah.
It's you said it with an accent, so I figured you were like saying it correctly.
Yeah. It translates to it's chance.
Oh. Cool.
Chance.
Yeah.
Shorts and pants.
Yeah.
Mm. Shorts that are pants.
Yes.
How do you say pants in Russian?
Pants.
Pants.
It's pretty close. It's a one to one.
One syllable words are easy.
Yeah.
You know.
They didn't have words for pants until we showed them. Everybody's wearing shorts.
Ah. Everyone in Russia in the cold was wearing shorts.
Yeah, and then we went over there and we were like, it's way too cold. What are you guys doing? Like, we're freezing.
Yeah.
That's why the battle of...
Which battle was it?
The one with the cold.
The bulge.
With the cold.
The battle of the bulge, because it's riding high.
It was like, Germany, you shouldn't do that. It's winter right now. Stalingrad. There we go.
Nice.
Yep.
Just there's Corey's gold history podcast. Yeah. Like guessing accurately what it was, you know? Like,
semi-accurately. I don't know.
I mean, all he did it accurately was name an actual battle. Yeah, right. Yeah. Stalingrad.
And I go fact checking.
We don't fact check.
No, it sounds right. He said Stalingrad. Yeah.
Anyways, the Americans were there. They saw these Russians wearing shorts. They knew winter was coming. They're like, you need to put pants on. They're like, we don't have enough material for pants. We're going to invent these new things.
Right, cut it back 25%.
When were the Americans in Russia?
This was radio. Transmitted.
Okay, on the radio.
They're like,
it was Morse code.
They described like, what they were wearing. We described back to them how it was a bad idea.
We used the Enigma machine to send them
a secret code.
Yeah. No, to send them a secret message.
We used
what length are your pants? We need to confirm.
Winter's coming.
We're from America. We don't know what winter's like in Europe. And
1,000.
How did we get the Enigma machine from the Germans?
No, we invented it and then gave it to them. And then when we captured it, it was like, we're going to crack this because we gave it to them. We've been using this the whole time to spy on you guys.
Oh, okay.
And then they thought they were being so sneaky, but we had the code the whole time.
We had it the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes. The code was the friends we made along the way.
Yep. And then some gay guy invented the Enigma machine and gave it to the Germans.
Yes.
I love how there's like a touch of someone history. Yeah. It's like Alan Turing cracked it and he was gay. That's cool. Yeah. You got something in there.
You got chemically castrated.
That's actually, there you go.
I saw that movie. It was sad as fuck.
Yeah.
Chemically castrated.
Yeah. I feel like that's better than being castrated.
I don't know.
He killed himself.
Yeah.
But I mean, that could go either way.
I'd rather, like, take medicine that, like, makes me depressed and suicidal than, like, them cutting my dick off.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Oh, that's what chemically castrated means?
Yeah,
you took a bunch of... Oh, I thought it was, like,
if he fucks acid.
Oh. Put acid on his dick.
It's like fucking come Batman
on,
in the jungle.
Come on.
Yeah, that's... A dip.
I mean, yeah, I'd way rather take pills. I thought it was like, dude, you'd rather just get acid thrown
on
your dick?
I would 100% rather get my dick cut off than to be, like, mentally... Like, have your brain fried, essentially.
But you still got a dick, dog.
Yeah, but I'm like fucking depressed and crazy, and then I just kill myself because everything else is falling apart.
Everybody's depressed and crazy. The world is falling apart.
You're finally just a nub?
Yeah, get a therapist. Boom. Problem solved, dude.
Yeah. I think, I would rather be actually castrated than chemically castrated.
I guess you could always, like, use a fake penis.
I don't know how...
That's why people
do that. Like, if they're missing limbs, they'll do, like, the mirror thing where, you know what I'm talking about?
The phantom limb.
No. Phantom limb, thank you.
I don't know if that works on your dick,
You don't know that?
I don't know that.
No, you look at a penis in the mirror, and it's fine.
So you have to have some guy standing behind you
just get, like a really good dildo that looks real, and you...
Can you, if you got chemically, like, they take your balls off, too, I assume.
No.
When you're chemically or physically?
No, sorry, physically castrated.
I think it's... No, because that's a eunuch.
Eunuch would be no balls. Chemically or physically castrated is just a dick.
Just chop your penis off.
So you could still ejaculate. It'd probably be complicated. Ooh, I don't know how you would, but... Oh, I mean, all the workings are still there.
Prostate.
You could do prostate stimulation.
So you could be a bottom the whole
easy.
Time.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Bottom, okay. Easy. You guys coming around?
Zach, I came around on that one. You got me.
Easy.
I feel like we have to talk about the Blindside shit that went down.
Oh, yeah. That was all fake.
Yeah. So, like, the family claimed that they adopted Michael or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And they made a movie about it, and Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out that they were just, like, racist Southerners that, like, basically had a lawyer, like, sign away his life rights to the family, and, like, they didn't adopt him and, like, totally fucked him over, and he's suing them for, like...
Fuck yeah, he is? I didn't know that.
Like, tens of millions of dollars.
Good, because they made bank off that shit.
For sure. But my favorite part of the whole story was Daily Mail, of course. The headline was, like... Sandra Bullock in tears that her performance is now tainted forever in her Academy Award winning performance.
Damn, that's good.
Sandra Bullock doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Shane, you gotta talk into the microphone.
That's kind of a bummer. If you participate in a project like that and then all that comes to light, that's doesn't feel good.
It's them taking a news story about like something that's way worse and just putting like Sandra Bullock, oh my god, like here's a celeb.
Deflection almost.
Yeah. like, oh, like, yeah, it affected this guy and, like, his whole life and, like, his story. Let's talk about this
rich-ass lady.
But it's, like, yeah, this, like, one movie in her, like, 50-movie catalog was, like, not true now, you know?
Anthony Hopkins is upset because he never actually ate a person as Dr. Lecter.
Anthony Hopkins finds out that Hannibal Lecter's a fictional character, you know? Devastating.
Stupid.
My chill ass dude of the week is a dog. It's a stray dog named Kubata.
Whoa.
That lives in Georgia.
You
know what I'm talking about? And every day this dog shows up at this crosswalk by this school that he protects. He herds the students across this crosswalk, and he barks at cars or people that, like, don't stop behind a certain line.
Fuck yeah.
Or people, like, every single day he shows up, and it's like fucking like, fucking no, let these kids cross the street right now, god damn it, you know?
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. And there's, like, a little, like, YouTube video about it, and it's pretty chill.
He's a herding dog. He's a natural herding dog protecting his flock.
Yeah. And they, like, give him pets and, like, feed him and shit. But that's a good, yeah.
How do you feel about that dog?
I've seen that video. It's great.
That's good.
I'm all about, like, the videos where there's, like, a dog protecting, like, a little baby.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah.
Some local news. Bizarre moment. Man is attacked by a furry after he's caught filming fetish group at Huntington Beach meetup.
I saw that.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
There was, like, a furry meetup at Huntington Beach on the beach.
It was at Bolsa Chica, actually.
And
Bolsa Chica Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, some furry attacked this guy for filming the group and, like, kind of, like, talking shit.
The furry hit him with a megaphone.
And the furry, I believe, was a wolf. Yes. He's dressed as a wolf.
Yeah. Whoa, which we've covered this. What does that mean? Power.
Not just that. What wolf was it? Because there's that one Mortal Kombat. They're the one fighting game guy. That's Sonic Fox.
That's a fox.
And they're close. I mean, you're getting hit. You're not like, that was a fox, that was a wolf. I'm just saying maybe they got it wrong. That dude obviously knows all the fighting moves.
Right.
Maybe it was him.
Is Mortal Kombat out yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Figured I'd ask you.
Has anybody else seen the Barbie movie?
No.
I saw it.
I've heard it's great.
Thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking... How good was God? How good was Ryan Gosling?
Crushed it.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like the movie's about like the patriarchy and how men, it's a, like, we live in a world by men that are all the leaders and the political leaders or whatever, and like in Barbie land they're told that because of Barbie being like a doctor and a politician and a vet and like whatever, that they've completely changed the outside world to be more equal and like progressive. And then when Barbie actually goes into the real world, and like it's like, oh my god, it's a big lie. But there's one line in the movie that I was laughing out loud and nobody else in the theater was laughing. Which is always my favorite. But there's a scene where Barbie and Ken leave Barbie World, and the first place they go is like Venice Beach, and they're like they're skating on the beach, and everybody's like, oh hey, good looking, you know, whatever. They're like, they're catcalling Barbie. Yeah. And they like roll up to these like four construction guys on their lunch break, and like they're all like, oh, you gonna break me off a piece of that sugar, you know, blah blah blah. And she's like, she's like, well, I don't have any genitalia, and neither does he. And this one construction worker with like a sandwich in his hand is like, we don't care. And I fucking died because it was like such a real moment, you know, because it's like they're in LA, you know, and it's just like 2023, and it's like, lady, we don't care. We don't care what you got, you know. Oh, it was so fucking funny. But when we went to, I went with a friend, and she had bought this Costco thing that was like two tickets at Regal plus $10 in concession stand.
Whoa.
And so we were trying to like, we were walking to the theater, like trying to buy it, and it wasn't working. The code wasn't working. So like we go to this guy, this is probably like 18-year-old redhead with like acne, like typical movie theater employee dude. And we're like, yeah, we have this code, it's not working. He's like, oh, like you have to go through Regal, whatever, blah blah. And the movie was gonna start, so we were just like, fuck it, we're just gonna buy tickets. And it was the same guy that was ripping tickets, and he was like, oh, did you like get it to work? And I was like, no, we didn't. I was like, we're gonna fucking burn this place to the ground when the movie's over. And the guy takes the tickets and he rips them, and he's like, we deserve it. Oh, yes. And we all had such a big laugh about it. It was like, this guy hates his job.
I love that.
The theater blows. He knows it. And it turned, like, wow. he like knew I was joking, but he was like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
dude. Like, it was amazing.
I hate my life.
Yeah. It was like, we fucking deserve it, dude.
Awesome. I love those.
It was great. Yeah.
I haven't encountered an employee that has agreed that they hate their job in a long time.
I'm gonna flip the script on you. Next time you go into a Jersey Mike's, pay attention to how fucking great their customer service is and how it's just the fucking boys working there.
I was gonna say.
And women. But like, it is just like the chillest group of people that I've ever encountered in like going to grab, like, that's not fast food, but like any establishment.
Yeah.
They're the fucking best.
Yeah.
I was in...
Have you gone to multiple different Jersey
yes.
Mike's? Okay.
So
y'all have a similar vibe.
The two, like, close to us, fantastic crew. I went to one in Corona. I had games out in Corona. I always get the club sub. And the amount of bacon that was put on my... There's probably, like, four people. It's, like, rush hour. This girl's making my sandwich. She has to have... She must have put 10 slices of bacon. I'm not fucking joking.
She nice. Clocked you.
She fucking loaded me up. And like, I looked at the homie next to her and he looked at me and he looked at the sandwich, looked at me, and then we were both like, oh fuck, like this is ridiculous. Yeah. You know? And I'm like, damn, like just the homies working at Jersey Mike's.
The one by our office, the crew there is fantastic.
Oh my God.
And I probably go in there like maybe once a month.
Yeah.
And they've like recognized me.
Corey, you yeah. back?
No, not dude, not and that like, much.
But anytime like, there's people like, I went in there and like some lady was like, you like they don't accept American Express.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like this lady's like, I just don't fucking understand why you don't, and just like jamming these people up. There's a line, and so I just do like the little lean, and I'm like, what is the issue here?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just fucking pay these people.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, like the nicest group of like young men and women helping you out, and you're just all pissy because you can't use your American Express card.
They're whatever pickup, like online order pickup system they have going on.
Yeah,
where you just roll up and like, they just they hand you the sandwich and yeah. you just walk out.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
It's a great sandwich.
I yeah. had like a completely opposite experience. Oh, not at Jersey Mike's, okay, but yeah.
I was like, damn.
I was stopping to get food, and like, you know, there's a lot of places when you're on a road trip where literally it's just like there's a gas station, there's like a Motel 6, and then there's like three or four places to eat,
yeah.
and like that's it,
yeah.
right? And one of the places was like Jack in the Box. It was like 8 o'clock. I was hitting the road, like long like 16-hour drive.
8 o'clock morning or night?
Night. And I like walk in. And I'm like, yeah, can I have like two tacos and like a spicy chicken sandwich, whatever? And they're like, okay, the guy that's taking the order is like high school jock, first day on the job. He's got his like plastic gloves on, and he's like in his ear. He's like finger in the ear with the plastic glove as he's like taking change and like bagging fries and shit.
Oh God.
And there's like a big line in the drive-thru, and I'm standing there, and it's like I saw like a complete societal breakdown happen.
Oh no.
Like, you know the phrase where it's like we're only like three meals away from a from like people Armageddon?
Yes.
You know?
You saw it.
I saw it happen.
You witnessed it.
And so there's like a big line, and then I see the fryer break down.
Oh,
and like there it's like the manager's there and he's like unplugging, plugging it in. Turning a button on, not working. Unplugging, plugging it in, putting the button.
At that moment, hold on. yeah. At that moment, I'm full panic because I don't know what else to do.
What?
I've unplugged and plugged it back in twice
yeah.
now. There's no other fix.
No. Well, and then it's like the guy, the kid that was like with his finger in his ear, someone was like, hey, this order's from a DoorDash episode. And he like walks out. And then it's like people start coming in.
Yeah.
And it's like then there's a line. But the guy that's taking the orders, he's outside looking for some DoorDash person that like has no idea. Like if you're DoorDash, you come into the restaurant
yeah,
and
yeah.
you grab the order. You
yes.
can't be like, whatever. So it's like they're prioritizing the drive-thru orders, and it's like the fryer's down. No fries,
yeah.
no tacos, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like people start coming in. The line gets bigger and bigger. It's like it's not plugging in. Like guy walks in, and he's like, more food, man. You know?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
He threw the first brick.
Yep. And I had ordered. Like I was at the front of the line,
yeah.
technically,
get
like
me out.
Before it happened. And then it's like... you know, more and more people come in. The line is now, the drive-thru line is now around the corner. So people that have parked there can't leave because there's traffic there, and people have also gotten out of their cars to go into the restaurant, and like all this shit goes down. And then I see there's like a loose taco that's like there, that's like ready to go. And then I see them take it and like they put it in a bag and they're like, order 430. I was like, that was me. And I like grab it and I walk out and there's like fucking anarchy outside, dude. People park. There's like people getting in a scuffle outside. There's like kids crying. No. And I'm just like, oh, I like get in my car, AC on, and I can't leave because there's people behind me. And so I just start like backing up, and then someone just like honks the fuck out of the person that's like blocking me, and he moves, and I get out, and I'm like, Oscar, we fucking made it, dude. Yeah. Driving back, and like through the rearview mirror, there's like fucking fires and shit. No, it was crazy.
Do you fuck with the Habit?
Yeah.
Habit's a great burger.
It's a great burger. Yeah. Great shake.
But the one next to us on Beach is a nightmare. And they wanted to do like a, like order from the kiosk instead of going up, or order from the app, you know? So it's just like all of these shortcuts that they're trying to pull just have like a similar situation where it was like the kiosk is down, the app's not working, I'm phoning in orders, people are freaking out, and like I'm standing at the front just like, dude, I'm so sorry, but it's such a fucking good burger. And I just grab my shit, bail, same exact thing. Yeah. I'm just like, dude, I'm so sorry, you guys. It's like 6 o'clock dinner time and people are pissed. I'm like, fuck.
I will just straight up leave an establishment if I see something going wrong.
Like, I was about to.
Yeah,
I was
just about like, to. Nope, bail. It's not worth the $11 that I paid for whatever.
And then like people are coming in and they're like, you forgot my curly fries. And they're like, sorry, the fryer's broken. He's like, I want a refund. And they're like, okay. But then like there's no kid at the front because he's outside looking
for
a DoorDasher.
He's picking his nose in his ear.
Yeah, damn. Dude. It was, oh, it was gnarly.
Chaos. Absolute chaos.
Yeah, I was ready to starve. India landed on the moon's south pole.
Yep, they did it.
Russia biffed it.
What happened?
They crashed.
Russia crashed?
Yeah,
dude. It was like an unmanned thing, though,
Yeah.
Were they trying to do it, like, the same time?
Well, they crashed on the moon?
I don't know if they were trying to land on the South Pole, though.
No, I don't think they were trying to do anything like that. But they were pretty close missions, and India nailed it, Russia biffed it.
Yeah, it was within, like, 2 days or something.
Yeah, it was very close.
Is that, like, the side that doesn't get sun?
So, they were the first people ever to go there. It's the harder side to land on.
Sick.
But it's more likely that there's going to be, like, wet water resources there.
Interesting.
Because there is no
sun.
And
other untapped things because it faces away from Earth.
Yes.
It's the side most likely to get hit.
The dark side of the moon.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Good for India.
Yeah, that's fucking sick. Good for them, man.
I love that. Chandra, whatever. Was the name of it.
Okay,
dude. I have actual facts and I get shit on, and Corey's like, oh yeah, Capri's for sure. That's tight.
Yeah, you have actual facts, but you don't know them completely. Whereas you said Chandra, you don't know the person's name.
It wasn't a person, that was the name of the probe.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I want to be a part of something. I want to be a part of something at the level of like mission accomplished. We landed on the moon, and the people at like command center are just like fucking losing their minds.
We did it!
Throwing shit. Like, God, that would be sick.
It would be.
The eagle has landed.
The eagle's landed. Nobody died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for India.
Saving people's lives. Maybe you should be like a.
Who do you think I could be?
With a mission accomplished type thing?
A low level technician. Maybe you're looking at like.
I'm monitoring.
You're just monitoring. Pole. No, you're just like making sure if something's gonna go wrong, you let somebody else know.
I'm looking at one meter on my computer. And if it gets into the red, if it gets into the yellow, I'm like, hey guys.
Yeah.
And if it gets into the red, I push a button that.
Beep,
yes.
Beep,
yeah.
Beep.
I'll do that.
You're the bad guy.
And they're like, fuck, thank God, Shane, you did it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mission accomplished.
The astronauts like hate you. They're like, we're so fucking close. And you're like, the AC turned off for 2 seconds. We got to turn around.
Guys, is that a mission accomplished? Florida man has been arrested on federal charges after using a man-made hamster wheel in an attempt to cross the Atlantic Ocean. The man told the Coast Guard that he was attempting to ride the, quote, hydropod all the way to England and claimed that he had a Florida registration, which he was unable to locate them on board. How's this fucking man-made?
He got stopped, like, right away,
it's
right?
Like a hamster wheel.
I don't know, but it's, like, full... It's, like, a metal hamster wheel with, like, a bunch of buoys on the outside.
Honestly, like, that's just... fucking let him. Like, why yeah. still, yeah. let yeah. him yeah. fucking go?
Exhausting resources.
No,
stopping
he
this
wants
man.
To go. Yeah. I would love to see him go. Like, yeah, who gives a shit? Fucking let him do his thing. Do it. Yeah. He's gonna die.
I agree.
That's fine.
Yep.
I agree.
They let Elliot Gonzalez do his thing.
Who? Well, they didn't, actually.
Who's that?
The Cuban boy that was, like, a big deal back in, like, the 90s.
Okay.
From, yeah.
We saved him.
Cuban B.
And we sent him back.
Cool. Yeah, we saved him. We sent him back to Cuba. Cuba's sick as fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pro-Cuba, by the way.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast and
Blowback,
I'm
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You even listening to Blowback?
Fuck yeah.
Dude.
I like so the theme good. Song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The theme song's incredible.
Things go about destruction. Yeah.
You're like, ooh, I'm
yeah.
good. Zach, you would love it.
Blowback really is chill.
I'm halfway through the Iraqi one.
Yeah. Mm. The first season.
Yeah.
I'm on the third season, the Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That one, yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, what the fuck were we doing?
It's
great.
It's basically like the... It's the shit that's not in the history books. It's yes. like the non-American yes. propaganda
and,
story.
And, like, do a really good job, like, leading up to it. And yeah. they're like, this is what was really fucking happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. That's gonna do it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna do another one.
I don't know if I can.
Come on, dude.
I gotta go get dinner. I have Kelsey's car.
Because I got in a car accident. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll do a little extended app.
It's not that I got rear-ended.
What'd you do?
Super minorly. It's not a great story.
Well, your car, you obviously don't have your car.
I don't have my car. I got rear-ended. I took it in the shop today.
Where was it fucked up?
No, it was like a super minor fender bender, but like my back bumper got wrecked, so it's like, all right.
Paint the picture.
I was on the 405.
Okay.
There was
way
traffic,
too fast.
And I got rear-ended.
Did you slam on the brake?
No, I was stopped in traffic, and somebody just like bumped into me.
Airbag, did it go off?
Super nice guy. No airbag. And we pulled over, exchanged information. My bumper was a little fucked up. I took it in. That's like the third time I've been hit on the job. Got sideswiped once by some little girl who blew a tire. And then I got rear-ended another time. And this is the third time I've been in an accident.
I was on PCH one time and dead stop. And this lady just coming in fucking hot behind me and just like absolutely destroys my back bumper. And I get out. I'm pissed. You know, like it's a dead stop, lady. You're on PCH. What the fuck are you looking at? I'm ready to just absolutely just destroy this person. And I get out. She's losing it. There's two kids in the car freaking out. And I had to immediately, like, pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's doing, like, this, like, holding her neck. Ooh. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And, like, obviously this mother had hit several people because she knew exactly, like, hey, can we do it this way? This is a person. Like, immediately sent me to, like, a mechanic that would take care of everything. This is my information. His name is this. Like, please do this. Like, keep it off the record. And I was like, fuck, dude. Like, sure.
Did it all get taken care of pretty well?
Yeah, it all got taken care
of. That sounds like it's pretty chill then.
Also, one time we were in high school and we went to go get fake IDs. I was with the homie that we worked with. And we went to, like, MacArthur Park. And someone hit my pickup truck, and the guy, I like, not swindled, but I talked like he gave me like $500 cash.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, yeah, for sure. This is fine. And after the homie was like, dude, you could have gotten so much more money from that guy. And I was like, fuck, like I left money on the table, but car was already kind of fucked up. And I was like, yeah, I'll take the $500. Like, that's no problem.
Bird in the hand situation.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were you getting fake IDs from in high school? What was your connection?
It was
legitimately went to, like, a sketchy park in L.A., and we were, like, walking around. Like, he had been like, oh, yeah, we can go to MacArthur Park. And I'm like, okay, dumb. And
this was for my 21st birthday, wasn't it?
It was either yours or Chad's. And anyway, so we go there, and it was like, I'm like, okay. It was like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. And you, like, roll up and you're like, okay, wait, this is not chill. Like, you're just walking through this park that's obviously like kind of sketch. And randomly this dude's like, IDs, you know? And I was like, we were like, oh, okay, boom. Like, go to this guy. So we're talking, we have the discussion. He takes us into this like a bootleg video store into the back where it's like a porno section and like down under.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, okay, this isn't chill. And there's two dudes
like
there.
Very chill.
It definitely wasn't that chill. I was kind of worried. And these two guys are speaking in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. homie did, and like they're talking for a while and they're like escalating the situation, they're getting pissed, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And he was like, oh, they're arguing over who's gonna get, like, who's gonna help us, like, I saw him first, blah, yeah, blah, blah. So this goes on for like 10 minutes and we're just like awkwardly sitting here underneath this like porno bootleg store in MacArthur Park, and like eventually get like pictures taken, everything's good. And that night when we used them, didn't notice, like, I had really short hair and he had short hair, and we were both wearing white shirts, and so
the same exact, you were looking exactly,
yeah,
like,
so it was like we just handed the ID off. So I got my ID checked, he got his ID checked, we get into the bar,
it's like still warm off,
yeah, the, yeah, yeah. And like I'm sitting down, I like have a beer, I'm like, we fucking did it, you know, and the guy comes up to me, he's like, give me your ID, and I'm like, you know, and he grabs mine and grabs his, and we're like, I realize that we look exactly the same.
You chugging, yeah, the beer,
and he was like, oh, okay, that's fine, like, got away, it's, yeah, great, mission accomplished. Did throwing nice papers and shit in the bar.
Did it have your names on, yeah, it, your real names?
Okay. Yeah, it was legit.
It was legit, but it started to split. I wish I still had it, dude. That's one of the things I was like, fuck, I wish I kept it.
Yeah.
But I used it like once because I was like too scared after.
And you were like 20 when you got it?
Yeah, I was probably like 19.
Yeah, I was scared to use my fake ID for a long time too. Yeah. And now I like, being older, it's just so much perspective on it where it's like, nobody fucking cares.
No.
No, like, no, you just go to, yeah, El Ranchito Liquor in Westminster and go to the one fucking liquor store that just sells to people.
I remember showing up to the liquor store that I had gone to since I was my entire life around, yeah, the corner from my house.
Old man.
Yeah, that and guy. Being, because he would sell it to me.
Yeah.
But the like owner was there and I was like, I'm going to get this. And he's like, come on, dude. And I was like, ah, okay. I just like went, put it back, and then like left. I was like, ah,
damn. The first had to walk of shame it back.
1,000%.
Talk about walk of shame. I went into the one I referenced. There's one spot that was like, oh, go to this one. They'll just sell it to you.
Yeah.
I grab a case of Pacificos from the bottom,
mm-hmm,
and the 12s come in that box, and it's like perforated, right? So like where I grabbed it, the perforation, as I'm turning, the perforation like rips and all 12 beers fall out all over the ground.
Glass? Break, like, oh, or just fall?
They broke.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And he's like, what the fuck, man? Like, are you kidding me? Like, pissed. And he's like, just grab the next one. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, grab the next one. He's like looking at me and shit. And then he just paid. I left. I'm like, can I help you clean it up? He's like, just get the fuck out of here.
A little shock and awe. Oh, yeah. You distract him with a blitzkrieg, if,
yeah,
you will.
Yeah. What was it where they light everything on fire on the ground?
Napalm?
No. It's like
teppanyaki.
No. They like light the whole grassland on fire.
Burning
they,
scorched earth?
Scorched earth. Or scorched earth.
That is kind of napalm.
Maybe they use napalm, but it's called scorched earth.
It's a good distraction. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's actually pre-napalm. It was a tactic used in World War I.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yes, by the Russians.
We just burn everything?
Yeah. If you're retreating and there's another army encroaching on you, you burn all resources, anything that the enemy can use. Scorched earth.
Scorched earth policy.
Yep. All right. Well, Zach's got to go get dinner.
Yeah, Corey was supposed to fucking cater, and he fucking dropped the ball on that.
What are you talking about?
I have to bring it home to Kelsey.
Real quick.
I can make her a PB&J.
I have bread. What was it? What else do you have? Bread?
Strawberries.
And strawberries. We were going to... Corey brought the hot chip.
Oh,
we're not,
yeah,
going to do it because the boy died.
Yeah. Some boy died.
You can't buy those anymore.
Yeah, hold we on have it. So hold on to,
ooh,
it.
Ooh, I didn't
you
even
could sell
think
it. I think they
that
were...
Just hold on to it. They don't go bad, right?
No.
They get stale.
But it's in a package.
It's in like an airtight thing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I won't touch
one piece.
We'll
break it up into fours.
No, I won't do it.
I might do it.
Yeah, we'll break up into fours because then I can say I didn't eat the chip. I only eat a quarter of the chip. But
it's going to be so fucking spicy.
It's only one chip, dude.
I saw you hit a vape and almost die.
And keep hitting it.
Yeah.
No, you stopped.
I did, but then I hit it later.
Cool.
All right.